bird note. Sometimes birds change their tune. For example, white-throated sparrows in many areas have shortened their songs in just a few decades. But there are also songs that appear to have stayed the same over millennia. Several related species of sunbirds in eastern Africa live on isolated mountaintops, also known as sky islands. Their mountaintop habitats led them to become distinct populations and, in some cases, evolve into different species. But researchers found that two populations of one species, the forest double-collared sunbird, still have nearly identical songs, despite having separated into different mountains at least 500,000 years ago. That suggests the song that these sunbirds sing today is probably very similar to that of their long-lost ancestors. The findings show that there are good reasons for a species to keep singing the same old song. Having a unique and stable song helps birds recognize members of their own species, even if their ancestors split up long ago. So, if a tune works, don't change it. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Pre-produced at various locations in Canada, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. That was the big set there, and within it you may have heard Skeleton. That's Skeleton E-N as opposed to O-N at the end. They are from Sydney, Australia. And that was followed by DDWY from London, England. Both of those songs are the runners-up tonight. From there, it was a live remix from Moonbean, and then a great track from Locals Chimeras. Then it was more local electronic stuff from Two Girls, One Daw, One Word. And that was followed by Minor Sign Project. Then from Detroit, it was Dirt Room remixing Pesky Kid, and then Ojo with the third and final house track. After that, also from Sydney, Australia, it was Momi, M-O-M-I, featuring Hatchie, and that was show winner. Following that up was Hote and Freddy, and then the set finished up with Phaser Days, Made Up, and Bistro Plate. If you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. If you are in the Campus Community Radio game, select episodes are available for syndication on Earshot Distro. Basically, all of the new music episodes from the last 2+ years are posted on there. Once again, this is the final new episode of 2024, so happy holidays and happy new year to everyone. I will be back with another new music episode probably on January 10th, which is 3 short weeks away, so I better get creative and I better start now. Up next at 8 o'clock is the Arts Show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Blurred Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Park Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.